Good morning and welcome to the Thursday Morning MV Pro Call. Today is November 5th of 2020. Personally, I think the craziest year ever. And I want to welcome everybody and thank everyone for joining, not only in person, which I absolutely love when everybody comes on person, but those that listen to the recording later on, we do appreciate that also, which you can do, but like I said, I love it when people jump on in person and we're able to hold conversation. Everybody contributes. So many of you, it may be your first time jumping on or listening to the call. And I want to throw out a little bit of an MV plug, a Motive Vitality plug. A lot of people, I'll be talking to them, and somebody that I've been in contact with for years, and all of a sudden they'll say, I didn't realize you guys do that. So I just want to kind of tell a little bit about what Motive Vitality does. So one of the things that we do, we specialize in hiring, training, and consulting. So we will hire a sales team for you. We will also train that sales team for you or an existing sales team. And then consulting as far as working with management. And we've gone into companies multiple times and interviewed everybody within the company and given recommendations on how you can tweak things to make the workplace happier for everybody. We also have a Motive Vitality marketplace, so feel free to jump onto www.motivevitality.com, and we sell pretty much anything you need to test water and a few other things along the way. So I guess that's my little Motive Vitality plug. I also want to take this time to wish Kelly a happy birthday. I don't know if he's jumped on yet or not. It's his birthday on Saturday, and it's the great big 50. So last I talked to him, he said that he did go to school with Abe Lincoln. So he's good. So a big happy birthday. Okay, everybody at once. One, two, three. Happy birthday, Kelly. Okay, so I was the only one.
but isn't it your birthday today?
Today is my birthday. It is my
birthday.
Thank you.
So everybody
now,
together, happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen.
Happy birthday, Jen. So, okay, here is my big birthday wish. I am going to throw that birthday ask out there. I'm not asking for you to donate money to any causes unless you want to. What I'm asking is that you take at least a minute of your day today and reach out to somebody that you have not talked to in a while or somebody who just needs some uplifting and just wish them a great day, bring a smile to their face. And that would make me happier than anything else in the world is if everybody just took a moment to do that and spread the kindness. So anyways, we do have a topic today. We have new on our website. Corey has added a place that you can request what we want to talk about on these Motive Vitality Pro calls. And it was Stephen had asked if we could talk about warranties and what do we offer for warranties. And I'm hoping I can get a lot of feedback on this from everybody because I really, honestly, I found out about half an hour ago that I would be speaking on this. I didn't have a chance to pull things together. I have it together, but I don't have it together. That's my normal life. But anyways, so I would love a lot of feedback. But before that, I do want to talk about something that I found when I was standing in the grocery line. And it's a Consumer Report. And as you know, a lot of people, they subscribe to Consumer Reports. I've been in many homes where people, you know, they say, oh, well, you know, I chose your product because I saw it in Consumer Reports. And, but on the front page was a guide to safer drinking water. And I am going to, this is kind of homework for everybody, is to, there's a link on my personal Facebook page, or not my personal, but my business, Motivitality Jennifer Smith, and I'll go ahead and I'll add it also to the Motivitality Facebook page. But it's your guide to safer drinking water. What I thought was very interesting is it talked about PFAS and the forever chemicals. And I thought it gave a really good basic background on what PFAS is. And it talked to the normal consumer, not on a higher level where us water professionals, would be at, but the average consumer. What I found to be even more interesting was that they tested 47 bottled water, and 43 out of those 47 actually had PFAS in them. And they also noted that the ones that usually had the PFAS in them, or the highest amounts of PFAS, was your carbonated waters. And the thing that kind of sucked for me is my favorite carbonated water is the one that had the highest amount of PFAS in it. So, again, that's something that people are reading, and it's best when we stay on top of that. Another interesting fact in there is that they did talk about how can you get rid of PFAS, and they had mentioned getting a reverse osmosis system. However, they also noted that reverse osmosis systems take up a lot of room, and they can start out, be very expensive starting out at $1,000. So my thought on that is they really don't take up that much room. You think about how much space it takes for a case of bottled water, or even 2 gallons of water, is basically the same amount of what you're going to have for reverse osmosis. And, but I did like the fact that they talked about, okay, the price is going to start out at about $1,000, because that's what they're expecting when we're going into the homes. And I know most of us, some of us will have reverse osmosis that's quite a bit higher, more expensive than that. But most of us can usually find a reverse osmosis or sell reverse osmosis between $800 to $1,200. So at least they're not getting sticker shock when it comes to that point. Anybody have any feedback on that? Yes, no. Did anybody else read the article?
Not yet. I was planning on picking up the magazine. Well, I haven't been somewhere yet to do that.
It says, please display at checkout until November 9th. So you'll be able to pick it up. And this is a great thing to have. I know, Brianne, you mentioned that you were going to pick it up and laminate it and put it in your demo book. And it's a great article to have, because when that topic comes up, boom, here it is. Here's the link. That was something that I thought would be a really good idea, is if you were to go ahead and have the link somewhere, excuse me, so that you can just email it to them so they can refer to it. But that's, again, this is what consumers are looking at. Okay, I've talked a little bit about the off-topic. Does anybody else have any questions? Again, this is your call. Do you have any questions or something that you ran across this week that either you don't know an answer to or you want to share with us? Anybody? All right.
Hey, Jen?
Yes, go ahead.
It's Bob.
Hi.
Hi, happy birthday.
Thank you.
I have a question. I don't know if anybody else has come across this, but I put in a small berm system, and I'm getting, he doesn't have any post filter on. He doesn't want any type of maintenance, so he doesn't want any type of post filters that have to be changed.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if anybody ever came across something called black dust, which apparently is a residue that might come off of berm. And you notice it on white, toilets, you know, white shower bases. Very light gray haze that dries. Just curious if anybody's ever come across that, and if they did, maybe how did they solve it besides doing more rinsing?
Has anybody else come across that? Okay. So it's my understanding that, and I, if I'm correct on this, is berm usually what they mention soaking the berm and then rinsing it. And so that residue will eventually go away. It's not going to, but, you know, it's good to let the, if the installer or, you know, you talk to the homeowner and just explain to them that, you know, it's something, it's just, it's the residue. I know carbon sometimes is the same way. But yeah, that is, it is common. Did they soak the berm prior?
We did not.
Okay.
But the system's been, the thing with this system, it's been running for 3 months.
Oh.
And there was no way of bypassing his irrigation. So every morning, the system has been rinsing itself with the irrigation.
Hmm.
So now the irrigation's been off. And he's getting, it's not bad. It's not like a horrible residue, but it is still a light amount. So I did do that. I turned the system off. I bypassed it. And I'm soaking it for a week. And then I'm going to resurface it next week. I'm just curious if anybody else came across that and what they did.
Right. Yeah, I think normally it's only 8 hours, if I remember correctly. This is why I'm not in service. If I remember correctly, hearing that it's supposed to be like 8 to 10 overnight type of thing.
I'm giving it a week. So hopefully that'll solve the problem. But thank you.
Yeah. Now, what are you treating with that?
I'm treating. He has a small amount of iron.
Okay.
And he wants it to be smaller. So I told him, I said, it's a really small amount we're trying to remove. And the system works. You know, it's working great, except for now that the irrigation's off, I'm getting this residue.
Interesting.
Yeah.
All righty. Does anybody have anything else? Any other questions? Anything else you came across this week? All right. So we'll go ahead and jump into the topic that Steve had asked for, which was the warranties on the equipment. I did a quick Google search and, just curious as to how many consumers purchase on warranty. And I do know that recently that is something that has been coming up quite a bit when I've been in the homes with our sales teams. Just recently, a few days ago, I was in a home and it was very important to them that they got a good warranty. And I thought it was very interesting. Something that they said to me was, or said to us, I was with one of our sales professionals. They said, yeah, our old house, we purchased a water softener and it was kind of during the recession time. And at that time, they purchased a water softener just on the very cheapest. They put just a cabinet model in there because he says, I learned how to do plumbing, but they didn't have the extra money to spend on something more expensive from an actual water treatment company. And he says, you know, but now we're purchasing this new home and this is going to be our home until at least the kids go away to college. They had three little girls. And they said, so as of now, we want to go ahead and we want to purchase something. But warranty is really important to us because we don't want to somewhere down the line, 5 years from now, find out that the softener that we're spending more money on is, you know, just dies or, you know, has some major issues. So what is your warranty? standard, and well, as I was Googling this, I looked at multiple articles, and from what Google says, or one of the articles says, is that 53% of consumers will purchase due to the warranty. Now, to me, that's a pretty significant amount of consumers. I personally thought it would have been more, but I still 53 is a good number. So with that being said, I think warranty is really important. Now, standard is going to be your 1 to 3 years on labor and parts. And then you, or they have 1 year on labor, 3 years on parts, 10 years are parts and on the valve, and then 10 years on, you know, the brine tank, and a lifetime on the tank of the water softener, which honestly, I personally have never seen something happen to the actual tank of the water softener. I did see pictures on Water Treatment Pros where one of the water softeners that kind of exploded. That was interesting. So that was hopefully still under warranty. But again, it depends on how much, you know, how well you're taking care of your softener. Also, the warranty is expected on that. But then there's extended warranties or warranties that are not manufacturer warranties, but what the dealership offers. So I would like to hear, before I kind of talk about what some of the companies I've been in, I'd like to hear, does anybody else offer an extended warranty? And you don't have to get into price specifics because we want to keep this, you know, especially if you have competitors on the call, but do you offer extended warranties? And if so, what do they look like?
Stacy here. Mm-hmm. We rolled out about six months ago, our Gold Seal service plan,
mm-hmm.
which we've always had for drinking water systems that included filter changes and service. But we rolled it out for softeners recently. It includes salt delivery up to 16 bags a year and an annual resin clean and sanitization and just checkup on the softener. Plus, mm-hmm. it would cover any service because our warranties after the first year are parts only.
Okay.
So yep. It would cover the service part of it and go from there. And they can either do it annually or they can do a monthly fee for this.
Stacy, do you guys call it a extended warranty, or is it something, it kind of sounds more like a service plan, like an extended service
plan. It's our Gold Seal service plan is what
okay.
we call it.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Good. Good, good,
mm-hmm.
good. Comparing it to how much an annual service call would be and the price of the salt. Now, is this a monthly or is it an annual charge?
Right. They can go either way. Most people choose monthly.
Okay. Now, comparing your annual service, you know, charge and then throwing in the salt, how would the price compare, do you think? Do you think they're saving money or are they just kind of paying over time the what it would normally cost for those, even just those two things?
I think they're saving money.
Okay.
My, you know, they're really kind of harping on us to sell it at the beginning.
Mm-hmm.
First year is parts, service, labor, everything. So in my gut, I can't say, but I do tell them about it and that at year two, they may want to definitely look at that. I've got a guy that's looking at it, but he's like, I've gone through 6 bags of salt all year.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't see where that's going to benefit me there.
Right.
And especially when he's buying it at Costco for $5 a bag.
Right.
But some people, and let's face it, some of these, you know, some of them are so electronic anymore. I can't say that, parts are covered, but I can't say that nothing's going to happen in 5 or 6 years.
Right, right.
I'd like to, but some of the electronics, you know, a good power surge, you could have an issue.
Mm-hmm.
So,
right.
But it, compared to the salt and a service call, yes, it's actually less expensive than that.
Okay, good, good. And I guess I was asking that more along the line. So, you know, approximately how much is this service plan without you telling me right off the bat?
Yeah.
And, you know, but that is an excellent way to sell it too, is listen, you pay a monthly fee and this is what we do for you. And, you know, in the long run, you're saving and you're getting that annual service call just to make sure everything. And, you know, it's like the extended warranty on your vehicle. I mean, I get calls every day for extended warranty on my vehicle that has 215,000 miles on it. But, you know, but I know I did originally purchase the extended warranty on my vehicle for up to 100,000 miles. And I honestly, I only used it once, but just to have that peace of mind, and it wasn't for anything major. I think it was for my brakes or something like that. But it was that extra peace of mind is why, because I thought, what happens if my transmission goes out? You know, that's something huge, or something major on the engine happens. Then, you know, I don't want to have to pay for that all at once. So,
and Jim, that's
pretty
rare, but my daughter just had it happen. And fortunately, we had decided to do the extended warranty on her car because she lost a cylinder in her engine at 63,000 miles.
Oh, heavens.
It was an $8,000 repair.
Yeah.
And they covered it.
Nice. See, and that's, you know, I think that's what, when I am purchasing, me as a consumer, when I'm purchasing something, even I got the extended warranty on, you know, some sort of electronic that I bought that was, you know, a couple hundred dollars, but for $8, I think is what it was, I paid that. So I had an extra, I think it was for 5 years, just in case something happens to it, because I don't want to go out and have to spend a couple hundred more dollars in a year, you know. Excellent. Anybody else?
Actually, real quick, Stacy, when you're talking to your customers that you're helping, have you noticed that your competition has any service plans, or is this kind of help? Is it a selling point having this new service plan? Is it helping you sell more equipment?
So here's one of the things we run into. We have a competitor in the area that is 7 years bumper to bumper, part, service, labor, everything.
Wow.
It's hard to compete with unless they know the truth. They plan on you screwing the head off and bringing it into them, and they'll switch it out for you if there's a problem. Now, let's face it, the head's not always the problem on a softener.
Right.
And that's,
so it doesn't include the service call.
It will if they need to, but they don't like to go out for service call.
Okay.
So,
all right.
It depends on, so it really depends on which version you softener you buy from them, I think. Because I think their higher ends, it includes the service call if they can't talk you into coming out. Their lower ends, you've got to bring it in, or otherwise they will charge for a service call.
Right. Wow. Wow. Yeah, that's where it's important to know your competitors and what they're selling and what they're doing. Good.
And they don't, you know, of course, they're not telling people that. They're seeing the lower price. They're seeing, you know, but one of the ways I compete against that lower price to begin with is pulling up the WQA certified products page, because they're not certified products, and explaining the difference in it. So that can sometimes overcome that warranty.
Mm-hmm.
And the fact that they also changed product lines 7 years ago, so if you've got something from them older than 7 years, odds are they can't repair it. They don't have parts for it.
Ah, gotcha. Gotcha.
So a lot of it boils down to, yeah, this 7 years bumper to bumper, parts, service, labor, everything sounds great. But they're picking 7 years for a reason.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yep.
And so it just boils down to, you know, knowing your competitors, but, you know, convincing them that there's other reasons besides just that warranty to go with me.
Right. Yeah. Good. Anybody else?
Hey, Jen,
your...
it's Kath. Oh.
Yeah. Hi,
hey,
go ahead.
Catherine. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. We start doing service plans that include a warranty about a year ago, and I find we're still kind of tweaking it, but it's very successful. And what we're doing, the prices vary depending on the line of equipment they have, you know, how many pieces of equipment, et cetera. But like the basic service plan on a new softener includes a lifetime warranty on the system, every part of the system except the resin. And then it also includes, we pop over once a year, do the whole service, and then two other times in the year just to check up on the equipment, test the water, and they also get 20% off salt deliveries within the service contract year. So,
excellent.
So far it's pretty popular because we're kind of maintaining their system. They don't even have to think about it. But I am challenged with, you know, like if somebody wants a service plan on an older piece of equipment, you know, obviously I'm not going to do a lifetime warranty on that. So that's kind of my challenge right now, because I want to offer that to clients. But I don't know exactly how to structure that end of it.
Right, right. And that does become a little bit of a challenge. And one of the questions is, do you offer that service plan only if they at time of purchase, or do they have 90 days that they can sign up for it, or after a year they can sign up for it?
We do after the year. And,
okay.
And a lot of people do sign up at that annual service, the first service. We remind them of it. Most people do sign up at the installation, though, especially for the busy folks that don't want to maintain their system. And also, if they have a Wi-Fi system, we do require a service plan with that because we're maintaining it on our end every day.
Right. And that's just the – and I know which what you sell, and so you probably just keep that to a minimum that you monitor it, and if there's any issues, then you address those issues.
Yeah, absolutely.
So,
yeah,
good. That's something I have found recently with some of the companies, and without getting into pricing or specific, is they have like a level one, a level two, and a level three. And the level one is usually if they have the Wi-Fi capability, we will monitor that Wi-Fi for you. And I'm just going to put out either $5.99, and this isn't the right price, $5.99 per month, or $60 for the year type of thing. And then the next level we'll go ahead and we'll monitor the system for you, and then we'll also include an annual checkup and deliver 10 bags of salt. But it's usually like they'll come back a few months later and deliver the whole 10 bags of salt. And then the one that's the next level up is we will come out, you know, we monitor it through the Wi-Fi, but then we will also come out twice a year, X amount of bags of salt per year, and then also we'll continue to maintain it where you're not paying labor, parts, or anything. And if anything, while you're still in that service plan, even if it is 15 years down the road and your softener completely dies, they'll replace it for you. But the cost of what the homeowner is paying in the long run would be approximately the same amount of what it would cost for a new softener. So that's something else that people are looking at is, hey, if my water softener dies in 8 years, they're going to go ahead and replace it for me. And that means a lot to people, I think. I think it really does. We're coming up on 9 o'clock. Anybody else have any thoughts? What do you do? Okay, awesome. Hey, guys, this was a great call. I do appreciate it. And if you have any other questions on warranties, how to handle them, Corey, Kelly, and myself, we're always available. Just call up on the company line. One of us will answer, and we can chat a little bit more about the subject. But if there's no more questions or comments, then I wish everybody an amazing week. And we will talk to everybody next Thursday, if not before. So have a great week.
Happy birthday.
Bye, have a good day.
Happy birthday.
Bye.